every Who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot, but the Grinch, who lived just north of Whoville, did not. The Grinch hated Christmas the whole Christmas season. Now please don't ask why, no one quite knows the reason. It could be that his head wasn't screwed on quite right. It could be perhaps that his shoes were too tight. But I think that the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small. But whatever the reason, his heart or his shoes, he stood there on Christmas Eve, hating the Who's, staring down from his cave with a sour grinchy frown at the warm lighted windows below in their town. For he knew every Who down in Whoville beneath was busy now hanging a mistletoe wreath. All the Who girls and boys would wake up bright and early and they'd rush for their toys. And then, oh the noise, 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 noise. That's the one thing he hated, the noise, noise, noise. And then the Who's, young and old, would sit down to a feast, and they'd feast, and they'd feast, and they'd feast, feast, feast. They would start on Who pudding and rare Who roast beast, which was something that the Grinch couldn't stand in the least. And then they'd do something he liked least of all. Every Who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, would stand close together with Christmas bells ringing. They'd stand hand in hand and the Who's would start singing. They'd sing and they'd sing and they'd sing, sing, sing. And the more the Grinch thought of the Who Christmas sing, the more the Grinch thought, I must stop this whole thing. Why, for 53 years I've put up with it now. I must stop Christmas from coming, but how? Then he got an idea, that awful Grinch. I know just what to do, the Grinch laughed in his throat. And he made a quick Santa Claus hat and coat. When he chuckled and clucked, what a great Grinchy trick. With this coat and this hat, I'll do just like Saint Nick. All I need is a reindeer, the Grinch looked around. But since reindeer are scarce, there was none to be found. Did that stop the old Grinch? No. The Grinch simply said, if I can't find a reindeer, I'll make one instead. So he called his dog Max, then he took some red thread, and he tied a big horn up on top of his head. This is stop number one, the old Grinchy Claus hissed, and he climbed to the roof, empty bags in his fist, and he slid down the chimney a rather tight pinch. But if Santa could do it, then so could the Grinch. He got stuck only once for a moment or two. Then he stuck his head out the fireplace flue, where the little Who stockings all hung in a row. These stockings, he grinned, are the first things to go. And then he slithered and slunk with a smile most unpleasant around the whole room, and he took every present. Popguns, bicycles, roller skates, drums, checkerboards, tricycles, popcorn, and plums. And he stuffed them in bags. Then the Grinch very nimbly stuffed all the bags one by one up the chimney. Then he slunk to the icebox, he took the Who's feast. He took the hoop pudding. He took the roast beast. He cleaned out the icebox as quick as a flash. Why, that Grinch even took their last cans of Who Hash. And then he stuffed all the food up the chimney with glee. And now, grinned the Grinch, I'll stuff it up the tree. And the Grinch grabbed the tree and he started to shove, when he heard a small sound like a coo of a dove. He turned around fast and he saw a small who, little Cindy Lou who was not more than two. The Grinch had been caught by this little who daughter, who'd got out of bed for a cup of cold water. She stared at the Grinch and said, "Santa Claus, why are you taking our Christmas tree? Why?" But you know, that old Grinch was so smart and so slick, he thought up a lie and he thought it up quick. "Why, my sweet little tot, that fake Santa Claus lied. There's a light on this tree that won't light on one side. So I'm taking it home to my workshop, my dear. I'll fix it up there, then I'll bring it back here." His fib fooled the child, then he patted her head, and he got her a drink, and he sent her to bed. And when Cindy Lou Who went to bed with her cup, he went to the chimney and stuffed the tree up. Then the last thing he took was the log for their fire. Then he went up the chimney himself, the old liar. On their walls he left nothing but hooks and some wire. And the one speck of food that he left in the house was a crumb that was even too small for a mouse. It was quarter past dawn, all the who's still abed. All the who's still a snooze when he packed up his sled. He packed it up with their presents and the ribbons, the wrappings, the tags and the tinsel and the trimmings and the trappings. 3,000 feet up the side of Mount Crumpet, he rode to the tip top to dump it. Poo poo to the who's, he was Grinchishly humming. They're finding out now that no Christmas is coming. They're just waking up, I know just what they'll do. Their mouths will hang open for a minute or two. And all the who's down in Whoville will all cry, boo hoo. "That's a noise," grinned the Grinch, "that I simply must hear." So he paused and the Grinch put a hand to his ear. And he did hear a sound rising over the snow. It started in low, then it started to grow. But the sound wasn't sad, why, this sound sounded merry. It couldn't be so, but it was merry, very. And he stared down at Whoville. The Grinch popped his eyes. Then he shook. What he saw was a shocking surprise. Every who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, was singing without any presents at all. He hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came. Somehow or other, it just came the same. And the Grinch, with his Grinch feet ice cold, stood puzzling and puzzling. How could it be so? It came without ribbons, it came without tags, it came without packages, boxes, or bags. He puzzled 3 hours till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas perhaps means a little bit more. And what happened then? Well, in Whoville they say that the Grinch's small heart grew 3 sizes that day. And the minute his heart didn't feel quite so tight, he whizzed with his load through the bright morning light. And he brought back the toys and the food for the feast. And he himself, the Grinch, carved the roast beast.
All right. That's called How the Grinch Stole Christmas. It's by Dr. Seuss. All right, everybody, let's hear for P.A. Furnace. Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Let's give it up for Sam Flott, the Grinch, or the narrator, I should say, of the Grinch. Was that Burl Ives? Who was that? Was that Burl Ives? Who was the guy?